You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batour Show with the Stukats Podcast.
I need cold weather to whistle you.
Why?
I don't know. I just do.
I have never heard that said before.
I don't think anyone's ever heard that said before. Wow. In the history of speaking.
I'm not a good whistler.
You're not?
No. Mainly because I can't whistle while I'm smiling.
Right.
And when I start whistling, I like get so self-conscious that I start grinning.
The funny thing is the Codys are whistlers. My grandfather, my uncle Dick, famously.
Yeah.
I'm just saying people know him as Uncle Dick. He will be on the tee box about to hit a golf shot and be whistling.
I like that.
And yet my dad can't whistle.
Gives off confidence, calmness, all of it. Yep. Whistling on the tee box. It does. I'm about to strike one 350 right down the middle of the fairway.
Well, he whistles, my brother does, on his own backswing. Like if somebody else whistled on
that's
my backswing.
That's taking it too far.
Yeah, I would stop. I would give them a glare and readdress the ball. Hello, ball. But he whistles on his own backswing. It's the craziest thing.
I just asked Chris if Uncle Dick is a good golfer then, because that gives off a level of serenity that the golf swing is so second nature, I don't even need to pay attention to it, which is the ideal place that anybody wants to reach in sports, where you're not even thinking about what you've done because it's so natural that you don't even have to focus. And I just asked him if he's a good golfer.
Well, he's relatively, he's not good compared to me. He's better than probably you guys. Like, he plays every week, so he is a golfer. It's weird. I don't know. Like, I don't think he's good.
But Woody, you are right. Whistling gives off a confidence that this is easy. It's like, you know, if Tom Brady, I imagine him playing quarterback while whistling because it's become so easy for him to play that position.
My dad was a whistler, and he would stroll with a hand in his pocket.
I love a stroll.
To convey extra relaxation.
Yeah, he would.
He was a good whistler.
Why are you so bad, though?
You know, I don't try it much. I think if I whistled while I worked,
right,
or otherwise, I'd become better at it. But right now, you know, I start smiling, and I can't whistle while I smile.
You keep saying this.
It's
like a
true
weird thing you're saying.
Try it. Better than me, I mean.
I try, though.
You know. What was that laugh?
I don't know. Let's have a whistle off.
I can't whistle. I mean, I can today.
You said
but
you
most
could because it's cold.
Well, yeah, but it's a faint whistle. It's
well, go
not
ahead
a
and
confident
try
whistle.
Give us a whistle.
Well, that's the best I've ever done. Mike, that's the best
weather,
I've ever
the weather
done.
Outside yeah is perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
It is. It's perfect weather.
Good whistling weather.
Good smoking weather as well.
Does anybody else?
Was that you that threw a cigarette by the grease receptacle? Because we almost had a grease fire in the alley.
It may have been. I mean, yeah. I have no idea where I'm throwing those things.
That big black container outside that has a bunch of pigeons flying around it.
Avoid that.
Yeah. Don't flick your cigarettes by there.
Well, are you sure it was me? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
just saying, it seems like something that you would not care about or notice that you could start a grease fire.
I just walk away and everything's burning behind me.
The Clevelander has a lot of cigarette smokers, so I don't know.
Yeah,
someone
it could
needs
be anyone. It really could be anyone.
Someone really needs to spread the word.
There should be a sign, like
no
a real, like a really big sign.
Grease can.
Like, don't. I've seen that receptacle been emptied before. That seems. I mean, I guess I never realized that would have to exist. But now that I realize that it does exist, that seems like a very dangerous concept in the overall, that there's just this vat of grease, used grease, that has to be dealt with. And I guess you can't just like flush it down a drain or something like that because it gets stuck. But it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a huge fire risk.
It is. I will duly note it. Okay, I will not flick my cigarettes there anymore.
Not
thank you for
you.
No.
I feel
but you're
like
assuming
you never,
it's me, though.
I feel like you've done that once or twice without noticing. I feel like we're breaking news to you.
Yeah.
But to Chris's point, and I agree, of, you know, all the employees here at the Clevelander, I imagine 80 to 85% of them smoke cigarettes. It could have been anyone. I mean, I think you have to smoke here to get a job.
You know, like they have those in the industry nights, like at bars. I never understood those until fairly recently, but it's basically just other people that work at bars.
Yeah.
And I feel like the hospitality / bar industry is definitely among our American leaders in cigarette smoking. There can't be too many industries that smoke more than people who work at bars and restaurants.
Strip clubs? I guess that's a bar, right?
Yeah, but...
Is a strip club a bar? I mean...
But do you think that people who work... Bar, do you think people who work at strip clubs...
I know they have a bar, Roy.
I've heard
that answer. Yeah.
Do you think people who work at strip clubs smoke, or are they just constantly filled with cigarette smoke?
I think...
I've heard.
I would guess a majority of the people who work at a strip club smoke.
Yeah, mostly the strippers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're smoking while they're on the pole.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
I've heard.
I've seen it. It might just be a prop, you know, part of the act.
What pole?
You know, the stripper pole. I don't know. Does a pole have a name? I don't know.
No, it's a pole.
It's a pole.
Right.
It's
like just a clarifying.
Fire, yeah, it's like a fire department pole.
Mm-hmm. And you
that you slide from the second floor to the first because you're in a hurry.
I don't think I've ever seen or heard a friend discuss a stripper who was on a pole smoking a cigarette at the same time. Whistling, perhaps, but not smoking a cigarette.
You haven't been to Destin, Florida.
Why? What happened there? The strippers smoke on the pole? They do?
See there?
That was the joke that I was making.
See, I think it would be weird to hear a stripper whistling during her act. Or his act. I do. A whistling stripper? No, a smoking stripper makes more sense.
Yes.
In my mind.
I found a website with smoking rates in different occupations, and I have the top three here. Top three. Number three is transportation workers smoke the most. Number
makes
two
sense.
Is cooks, servers, and food preparation workers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that would be Clevelander,
yep.
Kind of. And number one, construction workers.
Wow.
You know what? I was thinking of construction.
Yeah.
Because that's an outdoor job, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But number one is weird because vehicles no longer have ashtrays, do they?
Well, I think they do. I just don't think people use them.
No, I haven't seen.
My car does not have an ashtray.
No, there are cars with ashtrays still.
Are there?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I mean, the lighter's still there. You just can't use it. It's a charger now, kind of. I mean, there are ashtrays in cars.
Is the charger still there?
I believe so, yeah.
I haven't... I wouldn't even
I mean,
know
if you have an old school charger,
I think
you can still fire it up.
I find mine in my car.
Does your car have an ashtray?
No.
No.
I just got a new car. I don't think it has an ashtray.
Really?
I'll look today, but
yeah,
I don't believe
don't.
So.
Huh.
My car,
yours?
I think so, but it's like I use it for change. I don't smoke in the car.
But when did you get your
cars,
car?
Most cars don't have them anymore. Some manufacturers still include.
What year's your cars do?
Built-in lighters and ashtrays.
3 years old, I think.
Can you get it as a luxury?
Like request it?
Yeah. Like, could I have an ashtray?
Right.
I have a CD player. I kicked and screamed because I couldn't get a CD player in my car.
Did you really?
Do you use it?
I would if I had it.
Oh, you would use a CD player.
Oh, yeah. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of CDs.
At BMW does have a smoker's package.
There you go.
Smackage. I like it.
Smackage.
Yeah. Porsche installs smoker's package in their cars at no cost from the factory. Ford offers a smoker's package. Ferrari offers a smoker's package.
I presume the package is just the ashtray and the thing to light.
It entails a cigarette lighter and an ashtray at the price of $811 from Ferrari.
That's steep.
$811.
For an ashtray.
Audi offers a smoker's package.
That's what one carton costs nowadays.
Would you pay $800 for an ashtray? Like smoking, it doesn't mean that much to me. I don't smoke in the car, but just put the window down.
Yeah, these are factory options. You have to add these options.
Well, I mean, to be fair, this is a Ferrari. Do you want to just flick your ashes in a Ferrari? I doubt that. You'd probably pay the $811 so you don't get ashes everywhere.
Car don't care.
What do you mean the car don't care?
I mean, why not smoke in a Ferrari? What's
because you want to preserve.
He's saying the ashes go in the back seat, but there is no back seat in most Ferraris.
No, but like you don't want to start flicking ashes everywhere. You want to put them in an ashtray.
You're a smoker, though. You don't even smell your own smoke because you're a smoker.
Smokers don't care.
No,
I mean,
they
Greg's
don't care.
Right.
Cars don't care.
Dad,
smokers don't care.
Other people care, though, because I used to ride with you in your car when you would smoke cigars. Like, you wouldn't smoke when I was in there, but you could tell that this car often gets cigars smoked in it, and it was gross. There's, like, ashes everywhere all over your center console.
So you bring a can of Glade with you and spray it. Nobody knows.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, Glade.
You just get the car washed. I mean,
you could do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, detail it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, spend about $500 to get a car detailed nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Today's a very exciting day.
Transfer deadline day?
Deadline day!
Besides that, It's a very exciting day. I've been doing this. Roy, you're going to be excited here. Whittingham, I already know you're excited. Mike, you will be excited. Chris, you will be excited. Greg, I think you'll even be excited.
What about Tony?
I'm not so certain. Chris, what do you think? Because you're the only one who knows what we're going to do today. What time is Mike Scherer coming on?
10:30.
All right, 10:30. So you know what we're doing with Mike Scherer because I shared it with you last night, and you and I were laughing via text. Do you think Tony will be interested in what it is we're doing today?
I don't think so.
Same.
Because when we play baseball guys naming dudes, it doesn't draw the most out of Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of glares. I glaze over him. Yeah. It's like, oh,
you
Rod Studebaker.
It.
Like, okay.
You hate it.
Third baseman for the Padres in 93. Okay,
Mike
sick.
Lieberthal doesn't do anything for you?
Doesn't do a goddamn thing.
Wow. Okay. That name.
A guy named Studebaker, yeah. though. You got to get on that.
Mike Lieberthal is one of the best names in that game, I think.
You're right.
Why? What's so great about Lieberthal?
I don't know.
It's a great name.
You just know when you see it.
Yes.
And Kyle Moore.
It evokes Veterans Stadium in 1999.
Right.
I miss the vet.
So yesterday Mike Scherer was opening a pack of baseball cards on air, and he pulled out Bruce Hurst is a classic number two starter. Roger Clemens was the ace, I believe. Hurst was the number two. He was 18-8. He's a classic number two starter. He was 18-8 one year. I have no idea what he did the rest of his career. But a classic number two. And so we started playing the game, and Roy, I can't believe it. 20 years of sports radio, I have never done this topic. I've been waiting for this topic my entire life. Mike Scherer called it the definitive list.
Definitive, huh? Wow.
Top five, get your list ready, okay? I'm giving you time. Top five number two starters that put a smile on your face.
I love this game.
It's great. But wait until you start digging in. Like Whittingham, can you tell? Like, tell everyone what happens when you start digging into this list. It is glorious.
Yeah, I spent about 40 minutes last night on Baseball Reference looking up. I did like a search of, like, you know, pitchers by innings pitched. And I kind of went like in the second tier of ERAs to find number two starters. I went through the number two starter on every single team in 2005 because that is my own personal baseball wheelhouse.
Right.
That's when I knew the most about baseball. And so I have been researching names. I have about 11. I've got to figure out how to get this down to five.
Mike Ryan is smiling already.
Andy Ashby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's an endless well. Ashby's also athletes who connote smoking cigarettes. How about that? It's a different game. Yeah, yep. The Ash. Thanks.
Yeah, Ash, yeah.
Thank you, Mike. So top five number two starters. Give, like, it goes so deep that Whittingham has left classic names on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, I've got a few. My first was Ted Lilly.
Oh, God.
Cutting room floor.
Oh, my God.
Ted Lilly.
Is this all time or a certain year?
All time.
Just top five number two starters that make you smile.
Yes.
Okay, I can name the number one of all time, and I say this without looking at any list. I don't know whether he is number one on list or not, but the number one, number two, is Don Drysdale, who was behind Sandy Koufax.
Well, you're basing that on skill. It's not a name that makes you smile,
right,
though. Well, we're looking for names that make
Dad,
you smile.
Dad, you're playing the game wrong.
Yeah, but Drysdale...
Like Cliff Lee was a number two, which is crazy. It's staggering that Cliff Lee was a number two starter, but he was, because Roy Halladay was, I believe, number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Drysdale does make me smile, because I think of Mr. Drysdale from the Beverly Hillbillies, the banker.
Huh.
Anybody else?
No.
Remember him?
Jeremy Bonderman.
Bonderman's great.
Tom Gorzolani.
It's unbelievable.
Chan Ho Park.
Oh, yeah.
These are all on the cutting room
floor?
These
are all, not even OLI. They're OLI.
So Mike Scherer asked me, what do I do? I said, what do you mean? He said, I have six OLIs. We're going to go 11 deep? Is that what we're doing?
No, we can't, because everyone's going to come up with a list.
Right.
I think everyone has to be required to keep it to five.
Okay.
And I think that if, you know, five of us do our top five number two starters that make us smile, we would probably come up with 25 unique names. I think baseball strikes us all differently.
I think we'll have vastly different lists because Mike Scher and I are going to go back to the
80s and 90s. Yeah.
Maybe even 70s.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to go early 2000s. I think Chris Cody's going to do the same. Mike Ryan's going to go all over the place, I believe. Because Mike Ryan's baseball coverage spans decades. Yeah, I'm serious.
Just not this decade.
Well, I mean, a little bit, because you're gambling again.
I have no number twos from like the last 5 years.
No.
I don't.
Matt Garza.
Wow. As far as I'm concerned, the last 5 years is ineligible for a list. There's no number two starter that makes me... There aren't even number two starters anymore.
Right.
They're just the guy that goes four innings on a Tuesday. That's all there are anymore.
Do the Rays have a starter?
A single starter?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at what their baseball reference page says for like how they classify their players.
So Mike Scher wanted to do this by decade, and I told him no. I said just all time. He wanted to go decade by decade, and I said that would take forever.
Baseball references: Corey Kluber was Tampa Bay's number two last year.
Oh, okay.
Shane McClanahan.
Former Cy Young winner, right?
Yeah.
Look at me.
Indians. Or Guardians. Excuse me.
No, back then I think
it was
fine.
The Indians, but it's the Guardians now.
That's fair.
Thank you. You sure?
you can still,
I appreciate it.
You can still say Indians without apologizing, though, right? I mean, it's just
well, it's the Guardians now.
They changed it for a reason.
Okay, I know, but you know, like somebody on the air, I forget who, actually said Redskins and immediately corrected himself, but. To me, that's not felonious. I mean, that's just
to you.
Because he was referencing
to you then we should all be
it's
fine.
A mistake.
Then.
No, but saying, he was referencing the current Commanders as that team.
Right.
When you go back in the history books, you could say the then blank and
the okay. So you can say
I don't want to say it.
Stat. I get it. Like you're like you want to flex. Like I could still say it.
Jeff Fassero.
That's fantastic. I think your dad is just trying to clarify. Can he say? You know, when he talks about
when referencing Corey Kluber's Cy Young
or the best wash, you know, the all
but that's the only
the all decade team for the Washington football team in the 80s. He wants to know if he can reference
right.
them.
When you're rattling off Super Bowl champions, it's all right.
Joe
this
Theismann,
is still very new for folks.
Joe Theismann played for the then Redskins.
Look,
right.
For 96%. I'm not making excuses, but for 96% of Greg Cody's life, that franchise was referred to as one thing. It's going to take time. Now we can move on.
Okay.
Thank you. I want to, I'm going to tell you guys why. You okay?
Yeah.
What happened there?
I was rattled because now I'm associated with pro Redskins and I'm not.
Right. But what'd you drop
then
there?
Then stop saying it.
I hate the nickname.
It. Right.
I'm glad they changed it, although I hate Commanders.
I like the football team. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do too.
You're a football team. It's different. It's unique.
You're the only ones who used it.
I think team has a lot less panache than club does.
But what?
Like, you're just a team. Like team doesn't give off like any. It should be something bigger than team.
Well, that's your soccer aesthetic, though, right?
Yes, it is. But also, like Washington football team, like team gives off like if you called your team the team, that's like an 8-year-old peewee team. That's not an NFL team. It needed something bigger. I'm not saying that club was the right word. Maybe franchise or organization. Yeah. I don't know.
Conglomerate?
Perhaps. But I just think team just felt pathetic to me.
Okay.
It felt like we couldn't come up with anything else.
They capitalized it, though. Team.
Yeah, they did. But and to Mike's point, they also could not come up with anything else. As Amin said the other day, I think all the sports team names are taken. There's too many sports team names. I mean, we're on like 400, 500 sports team names if you include all major colleges.
Orcas.
I like
He's
Orcas.
Right.
Yeah, Orcas is great.
Just gave you one.
He this is right. such a fun game.
Not
on I'm the just number playing, twos?
I'm just working on a number two list back
It's
here.
Endless because, listen, at some point in guys' careers, they were number three. They were an ace. Then the ace got traded. They became a number two because that team already had an ace. David Cone was an ace on one team, but a number two on other teams. It's crazy.
There's another one. That one's free.
Tony?
Do you think anyone would be excited about being the Aardvarks? If I said, well, the Washington Commanders right now are rebranding to the Aardvarks, do you think anyone in Washington, D.C. would be excited?
Yeah, I'd
be
excited about
Give
that.
Give me a hat.
They would lead every alphabetical list.
Mm-hmm. What names are...
Just like Andy Ashby.
The helicopters. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of names that have...
The Washington helicopters. That's a good one.
Unicorns.
The helicopters have to fit somewhere, though.
Yeah. And copters is a great nickname Halifax. For a nickname.
The choppers.
Choppers. Yeah, that's another one.
Choppers. I'm going to tell you why. Listen, I'm applying logic to this in my gut. But I'm telling you right now, Tom Brady to the 49ers is a done deal. And I'll get to it in just a second. I'm not reporting anything. I don't know what he won. I've never reported a single thing in my life. But I'm just telling you it's a done deal.
Have you really never reported a single thing in your life?
Why would I? I'm not a reporter.
No one's ever told you something. You never made a friend that like, hey, I know this is happening. You're like, oh, wow, what are the chances?
No.
Really?
No.
You've been connected in the sports industry for a very long time. Nothing's ever happened by accident?
No. Who's going to trust me with their news?
That's a great point.
Thank you. I mean, they go to Dan. Like, you have a choice if you want to tell one of the two of us, me or Dan. And, like, that's what Dan does. That's what Greg does. I don't do that.
I don't think that's how it works out either. It's like, I have this information. I need to tell either Dan or Stu Guy.
Well, I mean, if you were going to tell one of the two of us.
I think you're a few stops ahead.
I've never reported anything. Have you?
Yes.
Really? I mean, Mike has. Mike's been great the last couple of years. Have you, Greg?
Thank you.
I have over the years. I can report right now two things.
What?
Number one, Marlins general manager Kim Ng was in the third row at the Billy Joel concert that I saw.
Right.
Number two.
Juju, put that out.
Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, who the Dolphins are trying to sign.
Thanks.
Was seen at a local...
He wasn't. He wasn't at the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, he was.
No, that was someone else.
My source tells me it was Fangio. Now, I did not see it. That's secondhand information.
Did you see the picture?
I did not.
It was so very clearly not Vic Fangio. Okay.
Well, Vic Fangio looks like a lot of guys.
That was a joke.
And the fact that he...
You got to trust your sources.
Yeah, and the fact that he would be at a Cracker Barrel is on brand.
So somebody actually told you this.
How did this happen?
Well, the Kim Ng thing, I know for a fact.
Yeah, because you were there.
Right.
Yeah, you saw
but,
it.
But
right.
Vic Fangio at Cracker Barrel news... come across your desk.
Well, saw it on Twitter.
No, somebody told me, and whether they... I didn't see it on Twitter, and I didn't ask them how they knew. So maybe they just were regurgitating something they'd seen on Twitter.
The real question is, was Kim a get up and sing and dance, or was she sitting the whole time?
No, she was dancing.
Nice.
Yeah. I forget what song.
That makes me feel better about the direction of the Marlins.
It does. Same. Yeah, me too.
Can't spell sing without the NG.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well done. Did you enjoy Billy Joel for the 1,000th time?
You know what? He was great. And we've seen him, my wife and I have seen him probably 10, 12 times.
I respect what Billy Joel does, which is just around 35 years ago, he's like, no more new music.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Never again. I'm pretty satisfied with what it was. You seem satisfied. We're just going to play what we all enjoy.
Yep.
Not going to try to force any new shit on you.
He gives you the hits.
Yeah.
He does.
And he's very self-deprecating, which I like. You know, he says, this isn't me. This is my father up here. You know, because he's completely bald and he looks his age. You know, he's a short, frumpy guy.
So it's a very young voice.
I don't know if it's a young voice, but it's a voice that is in...
Doesn't match the body.
Yeah. Unique voice.
So he's still got the great pipes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he made fun of him for not being able to hit the high notes. And then he went right into Innocent Man, one of his songs which requires high notes, and he nailed them.
He crushed it?
He was really good.
A little Look at Me Louie to be like, oh, I don't have it like I used to, and then he just nails it.
There is no bigger Look at Me Louie than the harmonica player in a song called Piano Man. Right. It's not the piano. It's just all harmonica. Get the hell out of here, guy.
If you're a front man in a popular rock band playing before a sold-out crowd, you have to be a Look at Me Louie. How can you not be?
It requires by trade that you are a Look at Me Louie.
Literally, you're in the spotlight.
Us having a bit where we call others Look at Me Louie
is funny.
When we are
on
a national podcast that requires for its survival to have many thousands of listeners and ask that those listeners keep listening to us is a bit rich.
Fair. I have never seen Chris Cody this locked in on something
Jeff
in my entire
Supon.
Life. Holy shit.
Excellent. So good. Greg, has any, because you seem to love a classic act, and the classic act has really bolstered the entertainment industry, the live entertainment industry. Nostalgia tours are a huge driver of revenue.
Nostalgia is back. You're seeing entire nostalgia festivals now do big business.
Are you really?
Yeah, the emo When We Were Young Fest in Las Vegas.
Massive.
Yeah, Las Vegas is now leaning into nu metal. There's going to be a butt rock festival at some point.
What?
Butt rock. You know that genre, like between 2002 and 2009, when we were getting out of nu metal, but indie rock still hadn't taken over, so the world was just filled with Seethers and Evanescence and Nickelbacks. That's referred to now as butt rock.
Because it's bad?
It's just referred to as butt rock. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah,
but
same for me.
Can't be because it was good, right?
But there are,
not an option.
But there are... You know how there are emo night parties that happen once a month? There are butt rock parties that happen.
I want to go to that. Sounds fun.
I want to do a butt rock party.
That sounds fun.
But you guys, relatively speaking, are talking about fairly recent music. If you're talking about this,
I mean, it's 20 years old. It's 20 years old.
I know,
old
but I would go back even further to the heritage acts, the Billy Joels, Elton John,
Frankie Valli.
If you look at the, I'm a chart freak. If you look at the Billboard Hot 200 albums chart, I would say, no lie, 20 or 30 of the current best-selling albums are going to be, you know, Bob Seger, Tom Petty, Fleetwood Mac.
Freak?
Yeah.
So what was the number one song on the day that you were born?
I think it was Elvis Presley, but I can't remember the song.
Mm.
Does anybody else know their chart number one?
That's a good question, though.
I do not.
That's a great question.
Right, that's a good. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking. I appreciate you, Tony.
Elvis is a good guest for you.
I'm just throwing it up there to you, buddy.
At some point, I'm not going to reveal it,
though, because I'm genuinely interested in other people's, and it's just going to seem like I was asking because I wanted to volunteer.
Do you know other people's is the question?
No, that's why I'm asking.
All right, well,
I know my grandfather's because we had the same birthday. Well, no, I was born several years after him.
Yeah.
But on his day.
No.
Do you know in
1985, it was Dire Straits' Money for Nothing.
Oh, love that song.
That's a good one.
I think
one.
I just found my dad's. Dad, you're September 10th, 54, right?
Yeah.
I think it's Shaboom. Is that a great song?
First, Shaboom, Shaboom.
Mine was When Doves Cry with Prince.
Oh, that's
great.
That's
really good.
Way better than Money for Nothing.
Shaboom, shaboom.
great song.
Can't think of the lyrics, but shaboom, shaboom is about all you need.
What is Whitty's?
End of the Road by Boys to Men.
Classic. Tony.
Oh, my God.
I'm July 25th, 1981. I don't know what it is.
Mine is With or Without You by U2.
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
It's that song. I don't know that from the title.
It's no shaboom.
Okay,
yeah.
Greg, you will know this. I don't know this song. Mine was Alone Again by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah. Alone Again, naturally.
Tony's is Everything I Do It For You by Brian Adams.
I love that song.
That is such a good song.
Yeah, man.
I think Tony wins.
How does that go? I don't know that one off the top of my head.
Everything I do, I do it for you.
I'm sure I've heard it. Some Schmaltz 90s rock.
I would go to like a mid-90s adult contemporary music festival.
Would you really?
Yeah, someone drops in the House of Stone and Light. Love that shit.
Wait, so like all the oldies are getting together to do festival?
Some creative bookers are putting out. Like, I'm going to basically what amounts to a nostalgia festival, because a lot of the acts are heritage acts, but I go to at the Daytona International Motor Speedway, I go to this thing called Rockville.
Right.
And it's really not my kind of scene. I go there for like a handful of acts, but it's, you know, Kiss and Guns N' Roses. This year it's Pantera, who I recently found out has a white power scandal.
What?
Yeah, I got booted from a festival in Europe because a dude had too much white wine.
Surprised by that?
If that flies out of you when you have too much white wine, then just saying.
It's in the chamber.
Yeah, cancel them. Replace them with Foo Fighters, Rockville. Let's go.
I was actually reading that in London in a couple of months. This would be a dream for you, Greg. It's Springsteen, Billy Joel, Elton John.
What? Oh. Elton John's doing another concert?
Yeah.
Who could have seen that coming?
I thought he was on his farewell tour.
Wow.
Here I was thinking he was done doing live shows.
But that is a great, like, for you, that's heaven,
that's
right?
That's Nirvana, yeah. And yes. I don't mean the band Nirvana. No, I mean actual groups.
No, it's not Pearl Jam.
But, Greg, my original question when I embarked on this line of thought was, do you ever watch a classic act and go, this is sad? I don't like this. Or because they're playing the songs that you like, you'll just never actually think that it's bad.
Right. Yes, I have a couple of times. I did that with Jerry Lee Lewis, who was shit-faced. He was absolutely drunk during the show, played for about 25 minutes, and got booed off the stage. Wow. This is like very late 70s, I think. And wow. Then I also saw
just the 70s.
I also saw Chuck Berry. I saw Chuck Berry late in his.
Wait, so he lived 40
career.
Years after that yeah. particular event.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately.
But that was just terrible.
Jerry Lee Lewis guy.
Yeah.
I think Keith Richards is the most shocking. Like him being alive, he's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Did I kill?
Yes, okay. For sure.
No, he's still alive.
I mean, that's the most shocking. Of anyone to be alive at this point, it's Keith Richards,
yeah.
right?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely.
That's a fun game to play. Maybe not.
He's always
who's
looked
the most
unhealthy.
Shocked you are that somebody's still alive?
Maybe not, yeah.
I mean, Keith Richards at 79 is going to take some beating. How is he still going?
That's true, but at the same time, he looks terribly unhealthy, but you don't know. He could run marathons.
He can't.
There's no way he can run a marathon.
That's going to be a no.
You have Keith Richards running 26.4 miles?
He's got the headband for it. I mean, he could do it. I picture him running marathons. He's
the headband had heroin in it.
He's lithe. He looks like a runner. Don't discount it.
He snorted his dad's ashes.
What's wrong with that?
Is that how you want to go out?
Yes, with Christopher snorting my ashes.
No, thanks.
Wow, not even in the will on that one.
Why would you want to go out like that?
I'm just kidding.
Pictures that connote being snorted by Keith Richards, Andy Ashby.
Yeah.
Phil Koch.
Fantastic, nice. My friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ernie Banks. Ern.
Hey, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah. Hey, man, I tried. You know, this is an audio
medium. I
think
we were good at Coke. I mean...
There's got to be somebody with Blow in their name.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was going to go with Blowers.
Joe Blow.
There has to be someone.
Blow. Oh, Curtis Blow. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. We've lost Chris Cody.
He's just looking up number two starters.
Russ Ortiz.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. It's Mike. And typically, I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio. But I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
Few things feel better than when you're on a roller coaster with no underwear.
Noted.
Try it.
A very weird observation by Stugatz.
You should try it. Don't knock it until you try it, Dano.
Stugatz!
You know what, Stugatz? I reconsider my position. I have not tried it, and so I won't knock it. Please explain to us in as much elaboration as you can why it's so wonderful to ride on a roller coaster with no underwear.
Well, you just get that incredible breeze that you can only get when you're high up on a roller coaster and it's about to go down. And when it goes down, oh, does it feel good? It's like air conditioning inside your shorts. It's amazing. Right? It really is.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Scott Erickson at number two? Feels like he was a number one.
I feel like on a bad Orioles team, he might have
been. Yeah, bad Orioles
team. I feel like this game works. If he's at number three or four and it's a funny name, we'll allow it.
You just put it in. No, but Mike sure wants to do top five, number three starters, number four starters.
I sent you my number one for if we ever do number four starters.
Like, was Steve Traxel ever number two? I don't know, but I'm saying his name.
I think he would be.
Mike sure sent me an entire pitching staff of number twos. They had no ace.
Sometimes it's tough to find that ace.
Traxel was a number two, I believe.
All right, good.
But Erickson felt like an ace. He did. I think he won a Cy Young or was second in Cy Young one year. I've never seen Chris Cody so impressed that when I rattled off Doug Drabeck yesterday. I think I gave you the exact record. 21-7, I believe, won a Cy Young. You looked it up. You were like...
You hit the year, too. I think you said 1990 Cy Young or something. I was like, wow, you nailed it.
Yes.
It's your wheelhouse, man.
What year does that stop for you? Or if I told you a baseball season and you couldn't name the Cy Young winner or the team that won the championship?
Probably early 2000s. Probably.
I can't even name World Series champions at this point.
Well, you know the Marlins won in 03.
I know 97 Marlins.
And 03.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 98 was Yankees.
Guessing the Yankees back in the late 90s is a great guess.
Well, no, I think it was Yankees, Marlins, Yankees.
It was.
Yeah, right. Marlins, Yankees. Yeah. Let's keep Yankees, doing this. This seems good.
It was Yankees, Marlins, Yankees.
I think the Nationals won one not too long ago. I think the Royals made it to back-to-back and won one of them.
They did, yeah.
Didn't they beat the
Hosmer.
Mets?
Hosmer, yeah.
They beat the Mets?
Yeah.
Wow, look at me.
Didn't the Minnesota Twins somehow win 6 years ago or something?
I remember I saw most of a series between the Rangers and the Cardinals, and I'm pretty sure the Rangers were within one strike of winning a World Series in Game 6 and ended up losing. No.
David Freeze hit a big home run in that series.
Freeze. He was Twins Mr. October.
Won, the Twins won in 91, Dad.
That's what I mean.
Close.
That's the last time they won?
They won two. No, they won two, right?
Jack Morris won one, Game 7, classic start.
Yeah.
Went the distance.
I think after the Twins, it might have been the Blue Jays.
Yep. Huh. Back-to-back Blue Jays after that.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Who won in 94?
When's it stop?
There was a strike.
Ah, trick question.
Would have been the Expos.
When's it stop for you?
95 was probably the Braves.
It's their one title in all that dominance. What a bunch of losers.
96 was the Yankees.
Yep. Actually, they won 2 years ago.
Again, Yankees, late 90s, always a good guess.
Oh, but getting them in order, Marlins, Yankees, 99, I'm going to say Yankees again.
Yankees.
2000, I'm going to say Yankees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then 2001, I'm going to say Diamondbacks.
Look at you. Keep going.
2002, I'm going to say Angels.
Wow.
3, I'm going to say Florida Marlins.
Oh, go on, kid.
Four, I'm going to go Red Sox.
Yes.
Look at you.
This is where we start losing it.
White Sox beat the Astros
in the World Series.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to say the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep going.
Right. What year are we on?
07.
So we need 08.
Just stay
Jimmy Fallon.
Stay tough. Hang in there.
I'm
going to
say Boston again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
09 was definitely the Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. No. I said the Red Sox.
You did skip 08. Red Sox was 07.
Giants?
Nope.
No. 08 was Manuel.
Stop. Let him gather himself.
The worst World Series of all time.
Phillies over the Rays. Yankees over the Phillies.
Look at you.
2010.
I think you had it with the previous
steroids.
It has to be the Giants at this point. The Giants won three in the 2010s.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
That was Lincecum, right? Yeah.
Tim Lincecum.
2011. Yes. It might it be Boston's time again?
No.
Cardinals?
Yep.
Cardinals, okay.
I mean, you guess. 2012. Listen, you guess the same four teams. You're good.
2012. I'm gonna say, was it the Giants again?
Yeah.
Wow.
13.
Was that Bruce Bochy?
Yeah.
13. Yep. It feels like Boston's time. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Little run here.
Tim Lincecum, by the way, number two starter on that Giants team.
Yeah, but an ace 14. On other teams. Crazy.
He was an ace.
14.
Number two on that team, though.
Who was the last one that I said?
Who was the ace, Chris?
The Red Sox was the
Schmidt.
Last one.
Oh, yeah.
What year are we on?
14.
Schmidt, also a number two at one point.
Wait, no, Chris Cody's been keeping track.
What 14. We are on 14.
14. No, you're on 14.
Boston. Yep. We're back to one of these popular.
I'm going to go with the Giants again. Okay.
15, random one.
Run. All right. Jesus. I'm going to say Kansas City Royals.
Yellow.
All right.
Look at you.
Oh, boy. 2016.
Curse.
The big one.
Can I say boss?
One.
Oh, wait. No, wait.
It's the big one.
The Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. Yep.
And then 2017. I feel like I'm. Is there
cheating?
Another Boston?
Cheaters.
Is he cheating?
Astros.
No, is he cheating?
Oh.
No.
I thought you were giving him a hint.
No, now it's all falling apart. I'm losing the plot. After the Royals, I'm done.
I'm going to give you a standing ovation.
That was great, Mike.
That was very good.
And I know it almost sounded like Mike was cheating there. He's not. I'm looking at his computer.
If I was. Yeah. I used to like baseball a lot.
You deserve it.
Thank you. I used to like it a lot.
I love that you can do all that, but you can't name the last five.
Couldn't tell you. Seriously. I had to rack my brain to remind myself the Astros just recently won it, and they beat the Phillies in it.
I'm going to go through number two starters and all these World Series champions. Madison Bumgarner, number two starter.
Oh, Mad Bum.
The Bum.
Also an ace on some teams, though, right?
I mean,
he became an ace.
He became, he's arguably the greatest postseason pitcher of all time.
He was Sportsman of the Year for Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, and he's still pitching.
He is?
Yeah, last I saw he was a Diamondback.
Wow.
Is that another one that you could name? Because I couldn't tell you who Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year are.
I remember being so shocked that he actually won it.
I am shocked.
My soul left my body a little bit. I'm still buzzing.
You should feel good.
I do.
I mean,
low bar we hold ourselves
to. No, but I'm not certain, Mike, in all the years we've been doing this, that wasn't your finest moment right there. I'm serious.
It's certainly
I'm
the most surprising serious. Moment. I surprised myself.
I was shocked.
Yeah. All right. Now you do it with college basketball championship winner in the men's game.
This will be tough.
Wait, won that great women's final that you said you'd remember forever?
Who beat UConn? Who beat UConn to end their undefeated streak?
You said you'd remember it forever.
Forever.
Ooh, I think I know.
Was it Tennessee's too easy? Mississippi State?
Yeah!
Wow, you remember it forever.
The Twins have lost 18 straight playoff games.
Oh, my God.
Just a fun fact.
What? The Twinkies.
But don't they have, haven't they won like 37 of their last 162 games against the Yankees? They have like some preposterously bad record against the Yankees. Where like they get swept by them every single time they play.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.